Shalom Aleichem, students, friends. This year should be a special schus Rabbi Mori Mars Yichio, Smoshe Veshtem Raizal Moshe Mordechai, and the schus Chavit Fega Bas Michali Vespasia, and Chai Chana Basor Nadel, and Vesvitar Bas Tila Rovida, Besor Shachale Israel. Continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer Mishlei, Al Pi Torah Asmona Moshe Zitzal. And we are talking about Seichel and Dimyon. Rabbeinu Yisrael Misalant writes in his Igeres HaMuser, "Ha'odam chafshi b'dimyoinoi v'osur v'muskolo. Dimyoinoi molicho yishoivo v'derech lev v'tzoinoi al yechas mi'osid avadai. Eis yifkoid Hashem al kol mif'olav v'shvotim koshim yisa. V'al yilochei tzar b'gloloi u'levado yisa p'richetoi." A person is free in his imagination, and he's bound up in his intellect. His imagination goes wild, and in his intellect, he's limited. He's not thinking so much rationally. His imagination leads him astray, and he's not worried about the definite future, when God's going to remember all of the terrible things that he did, all the averis, and then he's going to be punished with very severe punishments. Nobody else is going to get it for him. He alone will bear the fruit of his deeds. The person who does the Avera, Echad who oseh Avera ve'anenash, the same person is the one who does the Avera and the one who is punished. Marihi b'ayoyim ma'adim zecholi ve'asenu. This is very bitter. And a person shouldn't say, this is my illness and I will bear it. Pigi atevel mitzarim hema l'machbir mul onshe averis. All the horrible things of this world are nothing, are very, very small. Compared to the punishment for one's sins. Tzigal nefesh adam lamadai, yom shana ilchashev, every day is going to be like a year. Oy le dimyoin oyev hara halazeh, miyadeinu bekochenu l'archikoi, v'titenu ozen kashevis el ha-seichel, v'haskil ha-dvar emes, v'achshev schar ha-veira k'neged ha-seila. So, a person... You have to have some fear of sin, because the sin is, because the punishment is very, very severe. So what we have to do is we have to get rid of our imagination, because our imagination tells us it'll be okay, and our seichel knows better. So we have to make the proper cheshbon hanefesh. The problem is that's what he starts off with. Adam chafshi b'dimyono. His imagination is playing tricks on him. And he's aser b'maskalo. He's bound in his seichel. Man nasa adimyo nachal shaytef. Va'aseichel yitva. Im lo yolichenu bo'aniya. Hi rikshas hanefesh. V'sara saruach. The dimyon is a flowing spring. And the seichel will drown if we don't bring it in the ship. What's the ship? Emotion. Rikshas hanefes v'saras haruach. That person has to be really, really, get really, really emotional and have a very fiery spirit, stormy spirit. And with emotion, you can overcome the terrible story that your imagination is telling you. You have to feel it. It's not just enough to be a cold intellectual. You have to have rikshas hanefes v'saras haruach. In the name of Rabbi Dessler, it's accepted that in these words of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, or Yisrael B'Kedosho, liegt Kol Rayon HaMusser Sher Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The whole Musser idea of Rabbi Yisrael is encapsulated in these words. So we see three things over here. Number one, we see that Adam is Aser B'Muskalo. The Seichel only relates to a Mahalach that's connected to specific things. The Chavshi B'Dimyayne. The Dimyayn is free, totally free, and acts V'lo Kesher L'Dvarim Mesuyamim. Dimyan is not limited by anything. Chofshi b'dimyon. Nothing is b'chayiv the dimyan. It's number one. Number two, the whole problem of reality, the problem of good and evil, is rooted in seichel and dimyan. In other words, people are doing bad because of dimyan. People are doing good because of seichel. And the solution is shilton ha-seichel, that one's intellect has to be in control over one's imagination. Adimyayin tchunato nachal sheteif, which imagination is like a flowing stream. This is number three, that drowns the seichel. And the solution is rikshas hanefes v'sar v'tef saras harach. These fiery emotions. So ad kan Midivrei Kodshoi Shel Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, that we'd like to explain. So we'd like to go to a shtickle in the Moire of the Rambam. This is in Chelek Aleph in Perek Beis. Hikshali Yishchacham Zelo Shanim Kusha Gedoyla, Tzorchlis Boinein, Kusha Vichuvasenu Biperuka. Kodim Sheesko Rakusha Uperuka, Oimar Kikvar Yoda Kol Ovri, Kishem Elohim Shtatef Lashem, Ulamal Lashem, Ulamalachim, Lashaftim and Higia Medinus. For Bir Unculus Hager, the Emes Mashabiru, Kiamu Visim Keloim Yodi Toivara. Rotzeboin in Achron, Amar Vatahonker Av Revaya. A learned man asked me a question of great importance some years ago. The problem, the solution which we gave in our reply deserved the closest attention. Before entering the problem, I have to premise that every Jew knows that the term Elohim is a homonym and denotes Hashem, angels, judges, rulers of countries. Unculus Hager explained in the sentence, you'll be like Elohim, you'll be like princes, Rav Rivin. Having pointed out the homonymity of the term Elohim, we return to the question under consideration. It would at first sight, said the objector, appear from the Pasukim that man was originally intended to be perfectly equal to the rest of the animal creation, which is not endowed with intellect, reason, or power of distinguishing between good and evil, but that Adam's disobedience to the command of Hashem procured him that great perfection which is the peculiarity of man, i.e. the power of distinguishing between good and evil, the noblest of all faculties of our nature, the essential characteristic of the human race. Thus appears strange that the punishment for rebelliousness should be the means of elevating man to a pinnacle of perfection to which he had attained previously. This is equivalent to saying that a certain man was rebellious and wicked, wherefore his nature was changed for the better, and he was made to shine like a star in the heavens. Sa'ad Khan, the question. So that was the subject of the question. And not exact words, but the Be'erich, says the Rambam. Now mark our reply, which was as follows. Ki ha-seichel asher ishpi ha-borei al-adam bu-shlemus ha-achron hu asher iki al-adam kodem marusay. The intellect which was granted to man the intellect which was granted to man as the highest endowment was bestowed on him before his disobedience. With reference to this gift, the Torah says, man was created in the form and likeness of God. On account of this gift of intellect, man was addressed by God and received his commandments, as it says, and Hashem commanded Adam. No commandments were given to the brute creation, or those devoid of understanding. And with intellect, man distinguishes between true and false. This faculty Adam possessed perfectly and completely. The right and wrong are terms employed in the science of apparent truths of morals, not in that of necessary truths, as, for example, it is not correct to say in reference to the proposition the heavens are spherical, it is good, or declare the assertion that the earth is flat is bad. We could say one is true and one is false. Similarly, our language expressed the idea of true and false by the terms of emes and sheker, of the morally right and wrong, by tov and ra. Thus, it is the function of the intellect to discriminate between true and false, a distinction which is applicable to all objects of intellectual perception. Adam was yet in a state of innocence and was guided solely by reflection and reason, on account of which it said, you made him a little lower than angels. He wasn't able to follow or to understand the principles of apparent truths. והוא עם עכשבתו מושכל אבא שנאמר בו בעבורם ותכסרי אומת מאלוקים לא היה לו הכוח להשתמש מפורסמס בשום פנים ולא היה לו השיגן עד שאפילו הגולוי שבמפורסמס בגנוץ הוא גילו הער ולא היה מגונה אצלה. He wasn't able to follow or understand the principles of apparent truths. The most manifest impropriety to appear in a state of nakedness, of nudity, was nothing unbecoming according to his idea. He couldn't comprehend why it should be so. וכאשר מורו ונוטל תאבוסו ודמיונס פנוס חושב הגשמיוס כמו שאומר כי טוי ועץ למחו חיסבו לעיניים נענש בששולה להסגי השכלס. After man's disobedience, so before the sin, he was guided solely by reflection and reason. Before the sin, lo yakoch lishtamish mufusamis v'shum panav lo lasigan. He couldn't understand the apparent truths. And therefore, he didn't understand what's pshat, why is it wrong, what's anything wrong with being naked. Some people today like that also. Anyway, that was a joke. So he sins, and then he loses his, he follows his imagination and the gratification of bodily appetites. They like the tree, look good. He was punished by the loss of part of that intellectual faculty which he possessed. He therefore transgressed the command with which he had been charged on the score of his reason. And having attained the knowledge of apparent truths, he was wholly absorbed in the study of what is proper and what improper. Then he fully understood the magnitude of the loss he had sustained, what he had forfeited, and what situation he was thereby placed. Hence we read, and you should be like Elohim Yodei Tov V'Ra, and not knowing. Visem kelohim yoyde toy vara, vlomer yoyde sheker vemis, or mesige sheker vemis, vehem bechrechi toy vara klal of a sheker vemis. So necessary truths are true and false, not good and evil. So now he's in a world of tov and ra. Beforehand he was in a world of emes and sheker. The eyes were opened and they saw, for what that pasuk says. For what man had seen previously and what he saw after the circumstances was precisely the same. There was no blindness, but now he had a faculty whereby he found things wrong, which previously had not been regarded as wrong. It's the idea of pakach. It's already there, but God opens up your eyes. Ad kan midivrei Rambam. The Rambam means is that the koach of Avdala between Tov and Ra wasn't mischadesh by Adam HaRishon after the sin. Just rather, before the sin, the koach of Avdala of a person was distinguishing between good and evil, and between truth and falsehood, and falsehood had no metzias. And Adam HaRishon wasn't even shy after Ra, which gives a metzias to Sheker. It's only happened after the sin. After the sin, all of a sudden, Sheker seems to have a metzias. All of a sudden, there's a musig of Ra. People think Ra is okay. V'yisim kelohim yodei tov v'ra, Targum, k'rav revin chakimin ben tov levish. Anu shoftim. Shofet machlit u'machriya ben shnei tzadim abeim lefanav. זהו מצב שנתחדש לאחר החטא. יש שני צדדים העומדים לפני האדם, טוב ורע, ועליו להכריע בין שניהם. So you're going to be like judges. A judge has to rule between two sides. So there are two sides before you now. There's טוב and there's רע. And you have to be the arbiter between them. So the Rambam adds that the chait of Adam HaRishon was not in the Etzem HaAchila. The chait of Adam HaRishon was in following his Taivus, his Dimyon. Ki Toiva Eitz Lamacha, Nechmad Lamare, so Chava. It looked good. So Mida Kenegan Mida, you're following what looks Tov. For and there is no Tov and Ra, because everything is clear. You want Tov, Vakasha, now you're going to be in this world of Tov and Ra. Biur advarim. The difference between Dimyon and Seichel is, in Dimyon, the person is completely nifal. Seichel, the person is completely pale. But Dimyon, the person is activated in its imagination. In Seichel, the person is pale. In Seichel, the person is the one who's being active. Dimyon. So Dimyon is when you're passive, you're activated, you're passive. Seichel, you're the active party. Dimyon is the koyach hamishamer et kol ma sheneklat b'todaa al yedei ma'arechet hachushim. Ela sheklita zo eina mevukeret v'yachol adam liyatzer la'atzmo al yedei hadimayon tmunat olam. Dimayon is the power that preserves everything that was absorbed into one's consciousness through the senses. But this absorption is not controlled. And a person can create in himself, through his imagination, a narrative of the world that he is in that is itself dimyon. Like the Rambam we've quoted earlier says, in a different shir, that a person can imagine things that don't even exist in reality. And therefore, Dimyon needs Seichel to make sure that it's... Dimyon is supposed to preserve it within, as we spoke about in the previous shir. It's supposed to preserve things in a person's memory, in a person's consciousness, but there needs the constructive criticism. It needs the controlling of the seichel. Loshen ha'ari in Eitz Chaim, hadimyon kli ha'seichel. Dimyon is a vessel for the intellect. The seichel is only chal al davar kolshu. Mitzad etzmo ein ha'seichel mechil et hadvarim atzman. Lachen ha'seichel po'el al yad dimayon, shehu ma'arechet hadvarim shenitpesu b'todaa. Seichel is chol on something. But mitzad atzmo, the seichel doesn't encompass the things themselves. And therefore you need the dimyon. Because the dimyon gets the senses involved. And it is, and the person is impacted by what he sees. That's the dimyan, that's the nifl. But you need the poel, you need the seichel to be the controller of the dimyan. Seichel poel al yedei dimayon, shehu ma'arechet hadvarim shenitpesu b'todah. Dimyan is the system of things that were perceived in a person's consciousness. Gam ha'tfisa chushit yichola lavo rak be'ezrat hadimayon. Chush ha'ri'iya tofes dvarim rak be'ezrat ha'nisayon shenirchash al yedei chushim ha'chushim ha'acherim v'neklat b'dimayon. ראייה הראשונה עצמה הנה דברים נתפסים במלואם. כל התפיסה של הראייה היא רק על ידי ניסיון של ראיות קודמות וקליטות על ידי חושים אחרים. וכן בכל החושים. תפיסה חושית, a sensory perception, can only come with the help of the imagination. The sense of sight perceives things only with the help of the experience that was acquired by the other senses and was absorbed into the dimyan. In the first ri'ya, when you first see something, you don't fully understand what you're seeing. It's only because you saw in previous times and because of your other senses. And then that's when you get a proper picture of what you're actually seeing. Right? It's well known that everything you see, you have to give meaning to it. And the people who became blind, and afterwards when their vision was restored, they still couldn't see because their eyes could see the item, but their brain wasn't. The Olam HaDimyan wasn't able to reconstruct the meaning of what they're seeing. In the name of Yosef Bloch, they say, שמקובל לחשוב שאם יתווסף לנו עוד חוש, הרי שיתפתח לפנינו עוד מימד בתפיסה של העולם, ונקלוט דברים שאי אפשר לקלוט אותם כעת. אך למעשה, ייתכן ההפך. אנו רואים שבתוספות החושים מתגלה הגבלה בתפיסה של חושים אחרים, כאן בריאה של דמות, במראה ניתן לחשוב שיש כאן דמות ממשית. אחרי ידי חוש המישוש, אני מבינים שלא כך עם פני הדברים. It's accepted to think that if we would have another sense, a sixth sense, so we would have another dimension in perceiving the world, and we'd be able to perceive things that we wouldn't have been able to perceive until now. But the Maisa could be fakert. We see that with additional senses, there is a hagbola on the senses that we have. For example, we have a sense of sight. So with your sight, you think you're really seeing something. But if you touch it, you realize that it's not really there. ולכן כאשר יתווסף, it's not a דמות ממשית. It's maybe a picture of a person, but it's not really a person. ולכן כאשר יתווסף, or a statue of a person, but it's not really a person. כאשר יתווסף חוש חדש, it could be that if we have another chush, things that we perceive now will realize that they lack a mitzias. And that's the inyan of b'shuv Hashem l'shiva ha'tziyon ha'yinu k'chomim. The tfisa of la'asid lavo is going to be megala that our tfisa in olam hazeh was a tfisa of chalom, a tfisa lo mitziutit, a tfisa that wasn't reality, realistic. So we learned that in Dimyan there are two things. That it's the experience through which, the help of which, the senses perceive and absorb things. And number two, it is a creation of a narrative of the world on which the intellect must rule and define and decide and establish what's true, what's not, and how to act in this framework. As echad, v'lashon zmanenu, ha'nisayon, sheb'ezrato achushim tofsim, וקולטים את הדברים. ב. יצירת תמונת עולם עליה השכל צריך לפעול. לקבוע ולהכריע מה אמת ומה לא ואיך לפעול במסגרתה. אמנם לכל דמיון יש את הכוח ליצור תמונת עולם קבועה. So every dimion has the koach to create a set narrative that the seichel has nothing to say about it. A person by whom the dimion is kaveya and not the seichel יכול להישאר בתוך המערכת הזו ולתפוס בת מציאותו. אך פה האדם הוא נפעל. הדברים נתפסו לו מהחוץ ולא מכוח היצירה שלו. Every dimyon has a koach to create this established narrative of the world, and the seichel will have nothing to say. A person by whom the dimyon is kaveh, not the seichel, can remain in this system and to be tofes its mitzias. But then the person's a nifal. Things were absorbed from the outside, and he wasn't the creator. The true tzura of a person is that he should be in a matzav of tzelem elokim, of moichim shecholem b'foyel. להנו שיוצרים את תמונת העולם של האדם. הכוח בורא שניתן לאדם הוא נתינת הצורה לעולם. להנו לא לקבל את העולם כמות שהוא, אלא לפעול עליו ולעצבו לפי האמת. So man isn't supposed to just be passive. We have to be tzelem Elokim. We have to create the world, create our world, create our meaning, as we spoke about already. I think it was the first year in Mishlei. The world is tov avo, and we're supposed to give meaning to the world. The koach haboire is nesinas tzura la'olam, not to accept the world as it is, rather to be poil on the world and to shape the world via emes. The nefesh chayim says tzelem elokim, dafka, because elokim is the shame in b'riyas ha'olam. It's the nefesh chayim shar aleph, parakim beis and gimel. אברהם אבינו נתן את הצורה לעולמו על ידי כך שלא קיבלו כמות שהוא. אברהם קבע שיש מנהיג לבירה, ובכך נתן שלמות לעולם. השגה זו שיש מנהיג לבריאה השיג אברהם בשכלו, מעצמו, אך כתוצאה מכך הוא זכה להשגה של הציץ עליו בעל הבירה. שהוא בהכרח מעבר במה שהוא השיג עד עכשיו, והיא ההשגה של נבואה, העומדת מעל לשכל. אברהם אבינו gave it surah to the world, because he didn't receive the world as it is. אברהם אבינו was covered as a manik labir, and he gave shlemus to the world. He gave the world its surah. He gave the world its form. He gave the world its meaning. And because of that, God appeared to him. And he was able to see beyond this world, it transcends this world. So the person becomes a poel, not a nifl. The Rambam says in the Moire, Perak Aleph, in Chelak Aleph, in Perak Nindalit, Vayavo me'ito eila p'ulos ki shi'ur gufi adim v'lo l'rifat ha'hi pa'alut, ki kol hi pa'alut ra. Rambam is kaveya that all hi pa'alus, when a person is spoiled from something, when a person is impacted by something, that's bad. In other words, a person can't just live his life and all the stuff that happens to him, he's just a passive reactor to what happens. A person's supposed to create his reality. A person's not supposed to look at the world, see what happens, and then based on what happens, now this is the way I'm going to feel. That's dimyon. The dimyons correlate what happens in the world. And the person has to use his seichel to say, no, I'm in charge. I'm the Tzelem Elokim. I'm the creator. I'm the one who's going to give meaning to this. I'm going to decide how to react. I'm going to decide what the meaning of this is. I'm not just going to allow my emotions to overcome me. When a person is Megala, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, the true Metzias, it's going to be Misbarer that a person who lived in the Olam of Dimyon is living in a world of non-Metzias. That's Gehenna, the Maharal says. Just Heyader. It's nothingness. Kol inyan yisurim hu chisaron b'tnei hakiyum shel ha'adam. Yisurim shel Gehenom hima omek shel ha'musag yisurim. Yisurim, what are yisurim? Yisurim, right, Gehenom is nothingness, and that's a person who lived in the world of Dimyon. Yisurim come as a chisaron, as a lacking in the t'nai hakiyum shel ha'adam, in the conditions of a person's existence. The Yisurim of Gehenim are the depth of the concept of Yisurim. A person lives in a system of Choser Tanai Kiyum. The depth of Yisurim is that he just doesn't have what to give him existence. He's living in a world of Choser Metzius, and therefore Gehenim is like Eish, Brachos Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Eish Echad Mishishim Le Gehenim. The Gra explains that Echad Mishishim is a shiur of Nesinas Tam. Because Eish is Soyser Metzius. In other words, it's a little bit of a time of not having Metzius, Eish. And obviously, Gehenim is the whole kit and caboodle. A matzav of Eish is a matzav of Metzius and a mareches that contradicts Metzius. That's Gehenim. The contradicting of Metzius. This person had a Metzius, and now he's in a matzav that contradicts that Metzius. That's Heyader. Ki ha lechadam al beis oylamo, it says in Koyalis. עולמו שלו. בעולם הבא, האדם ממשיך את חייו במערכת שיצר לעצמו בעולם הזה. ומי שעולמו דמיון, הרי שהוא ממשיך לחיות בתוך מערכת שלא מציאוס. עולם הבא, a person continues his life in the system that he created for himself in Olam Haza. And a person who's living in the world of Dimyon is going to continue that world of לא מציאוס. That's his world, the world that he created. Okay, we're not finished. We still have a lot more to talk about. I just ask, sweet friends, that you stay tuned. We have a lot of incredible, incredible material to cover, things to learn, and please stay tuned. This was awesome, just awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.